conduct disorder doesn't sound very serious, because people may display some behavioral problems through their life, such as telling lies to parents, cheating on an exam, or fighting with peers. You may wonder, what's the big deal with these problems? The truth is, conduct disorder is not just a behavior problem. Now, we'll enter today's topic, what is conduct disorder, and I will give you some basic information about this disorder. Conduct disorder is a broad diagnostic category involving a wide range of behaviors that can include staying out late, physical fighting, and fire setting. In general, the main feature of this disorder is a repetitive and persistent pattern of behaviors. Those behaviors violate the basic rights of others or age-appropriate social norms. The behaviors usually appear in various settings. The fourth edition of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, published by the American Psychiatric Association, defines four categories of conduct disorder. First, aggression to people and animals. Second, destruction of properties, such as fire setting. Third, lying or stealing. And fourth, serious breaking the rules, such as children not attending schools and staying out late at night. Within any of these categories, an individual with conduct disorder presents three or more misbehaviors within the past 12 months, with at least one misbehavior presents within the past 6 months. In addition, those behaviors cause significant impairment in social, academic, or occupational functions. Conduct disorder can be mild, moderate, or severe. There are two types of conduct disorder: childhood onset type and adolescent onset type. The childhood onset type is defined by at least one behavior occurring before the age of 10. On the other hand, the adolescent onset type means the behaviors occur during adolescence, after age 10. Except for the difference of the age of onset, what are the discrepancies between the two types? Individuals with childhood onset conduct disorder are usually male, frequently display physical aggression toward others, and have disturbed peer relationships. They may have been diagnosed with other disorders during early childhood. Childhood onset conduct disorder is more serious and persistent. Children with this disorder may likely to have personality problems as adults. Adolescent onset type is just opposite. So, teens with conduct disorder less likely to show aggressive behaviors, have more normal peer relationships, and less likely to have persistent conduct disorder or personality problems as adults. So, generally speaking, the adolescent onset type will have a better prognosis. Conduct disorder is one of the most common diagnoses in the mental health settings in the United States because of its broad categories. Of every 100 people, 1 to 10 people will have this disorder. The disorder is more common in urban than in rural areas, and more common among boys than girls. Males with conduct disorder usually display behaviors like fighting and breaking objects, whereas females show more non-aggressive behaviors such as lying and drug use. The symptoms of this disorder vary based on age, physical strength, cognitive abilities, and sexual maturity. Individuals with conduct disorder initially exhibit mild misbehaviors, and over time, the behaviors become more severe. Many children with conduct disorder combine other mental health problems, such as anxiety, depression, and learning problems. Children with conduct disorder are usually without regret about their behaviors. These children are relatively lower self-esteem and poor frustration tolerance, get angry easily, and are often careless. We now know the basic information of conduct disorder. Next, I will talk about the causes of this disorder. Many factors can contribute to conduct disorder. Experts believe conduct disorder is caused by both genetic and environmental factors. Some children have a genetic vulnerability to this disorder. Children who grow up in high-risk environments characterized by poverty, parental neglect, and marital discord are also more likely to develop conduct disorder. Research shows the importance of evaluation and early treatment of conduct disorder. Without detailed evaluation, a professional can't make a correct diagnosis. Without treatment, many children can adapt to the life of adulthood. The good news is conduct disorder can be treated. There are many methods used to treat people with conduct disorder. Researchers indicate that efficient treatment include parent support and help to their children. Teaching children with conduct disorder to recognize problems, to know the cause and the effect, to predict results, and to think about other ways to handle trouble conditions. As so far, you should get the basic knowledge of conduct disorder. Next time, I will emphasize on the treatment and interventions. The material included in this podcast came from several sources. These sources were American Psychiatric Association, 2000, Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, 4th edition, Lewis, 2002, Child and Adolescent Psychiatry, A Comprehensive Textbook, 3rd edition, the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry website, the Mental Health America website, and the NYU Child Study Center website.